mentorship. It's a huge concept that I'm afraid a lot of times in our community, we've forgotten about and the importance of it. I'm John Gehring. Welcome back to Rochester Speaks. And today I'm joined by Lisa Mattoon, and she's the Chief Executive Officer of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Rochester. So Lisa, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today on Rochester Speaks. And I'm excited to share with our audience as well that you guys are now celebrating 40 years. So congratulations on that. Could you tell us a little bit about the excitement of now 40 years as an organization, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Greater Rochester, and what you're doing in our community?
Yes. First of all, thank you so much for having me on. I'd love to talk about the program a little bit. And you are right. This is our 40th anniversary year. We've been in the Rochester area serving Wayne, Ontario, Monroe, and Yates County since 1983 and providing one-to-one mentoring services to youth throughout those four counties and really just focusing on, you know, increasing our presence and getting these kids matched. We have over 200 youth waiting for a little or for a big brother or a big sister. And as we know, it's so important that these youth have positive role models.
And just to get our terminology clear here, we call a big an adult volunteer, right? And
correct. A little, yes.
A little is a child, right? So we're,
yes. Yep.
So we're matching bigs with littles here. And we know mentorship correct. Is so important. Everybody needs a good mentor. Have you found, you just said there are some children waiting, there are some littles waiting. So have you found more of a lack of bigs to help out these littles?
Yes, we have. And I think a lot of people are busy. I get it. I think the pandemic really put that on us where we just stack most of our meetings throughout the day and our commitments are higher. You know, people are stressed themselves and the thought of giving back might be intimidating. But one thing we also learned during the pandemic is we can engage and build relationships that aren't always in person. So previously we would require it to be a one-year commitment and once a week going out to visit with the child once a week for 2 to 4 hours. And now we found over the last few years that we're still getting the same impacts and the same survey data we're collecting is still making an incredible impact by just getting together twice a month. And then in between those visits, FaceTiming, texting, calling, we know that all of those ways, Zoom calling, whatever you're doing, is still providing that relationship. And then that child still knows that you're there for them, even if you're not exactly in their presence. So the commitment is definitely less than what it used to be, but still providing that same impact with the youth.
Great. And we know 100% of the youth who participate in Big Brothers, Big Sisters graduate from high school and they can't beat 100%, right? So that's a great number. Can't argue with that. However, I think it's important to distinguish that this organization, the bigs here that volunteer are not just tutors looking to help young people through high school and then, you know, see a goodbye. They're also helping as mentors. Could you just describe what does it entail to be a mentor, not just an academic tutor, but an all-around mentor for these young?
Right. It's really just, I mean, even reflecting back on your life and who was a mentor, who was there for you, not necessarily that teacher you stayed after school to get extra help with, but it was probably your, you know, a sports coach or somebody from church or your local community center, a special adult to kind of talk to, somebody in your corner, like your personal cheerleader. You know, our matches get together and a lot of times they're not working on homework. They're going to the park. Maybe they go out to ice cream or, you know, throw a football around, do some cooking or baking. Ice skating is a big one right now. People are out ice skating, you know, not sledding because there's not a lot of snow, but just enjoying whatever's happening in the season. And in, you know, in our local areas, there's so much to offer. It's just getting out and having fun and, you know, sometimes it's just getting together on a Sunday and watching a football game. And then your relationship's going to build and your connection will build from there.
Sure. And we also have Beyond School Walls or BSW. That's a mentoring program matching youth with an adult mentor. Could you talk about that a little bit and the relationship between that program and BBBS?
Sure. Yep. So we're partnered in Rochester with L3 Harris and the L3 Harris employees are going to the school or the youth are coming to L3 Harris and they're receiving like mentoring right in the workplace. So it's career exploration. It's deciding, you know, what types of careers are out there and how do I get there? What's the best path for me as a youth? To be on. And then out in Ontario County, we have some employees from Canandaigua National Bank that go and visit their littles at the Canandaigua Middle School. So it's just giving them, you know, showing the opportunities to the youth and letting them explore different options.
We're talking with Lisa Mattoon, Chief Executive Officer of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Rochester. You say around 300 littles right now served in Monroe County and the surrounding areas. Are there stories from these littles that, you know, a story or two that you'd like to share, something really powerful that you feel was the most rewarding story for you for what you do with BBBS in Rochester?
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's so many stories that come through, and, you know, we've got one little we met with the other day, and the big was a little shy. And she's like, I'm going to admit, I was a little nervous because I'm a homebody. I like to stay home. And now here's this little that's saying, hey, let's get out there. Let's go try this. Let's go try this. And she's like, I wouldn't have gone ice skating if it wasn't for my little saying to me, hey, can we go ice skating? I'd love to try it. So now, you know, you see the big having some outcomes and life changes as well. We also had a match that came into the office just the other day. They'd been matched for 25 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, 25 years. And you think about, and he's, you know, the big and the little both said, I'm part of my big's family. Like I, you know, they're my second family. And you think about how just spending a few hours, you know, a month with a child that, the actual impact it's making, and it's huge. It's incredible. And then the bigs, you know, knowing that it's helping them too.
I know you've already touched a little bit on this, Lisa, but I think it's important to reinforce the one-on-one nature of these relationships, because a lot of times we think in this world of now we all want to be influencers. We all want to influence the masses. But could you just talk a little bit more about the power of the fact that BBBS facilitates these one-on-one relationships and how effective those are?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to back it up a little bit because I want to make sure everyone's aware of, like, we have quite a process to get through. So like, we want to make sure families are going through orientations, volunteers are going through orientations. There's an interview process for our volunteers. We collect references. There's a 7-tier background screening that goes through, as well as required training on both the family side and the mentor side. So we know that it's a healthy, safe match. And then our teams here, our enrollment teams, are getting together to review everyone that they've interviewed over the last couple of weeks. So it's not just the next person in the queue gets matched with the next person. So then we know that the impact is stronger. They're lasting longer because they have things in common, you know, life experiences, preferences on each side. And then everyone is also provided with like a relationship coach. So while our matches are out meeting, you know, on our own or coming to our facility for a match activity with a group, during the whole period of the match, they're receiving phone calls from our professional staff to check in and make sure, how are things going? Do you need icebreaker activities? Do you need ideas for different outings you can go on? Is child safety happening? Like, what does that look like in the relationship? How can we best support you? And then we know that that's directly tied to their match length and the impacts that we're seeing, because they're fully supported through the whole lifetime of the match.
What would you say to someone who may be considering becoming a big? And you can learn more information, by the way, at beabig.org. And maybe you're in that position where you're sitting there and you're thinking, well, I'd love to mentor someone, but they feel a little bit nervous. They're not the most outgoing person. Maybe they don't feel comfortable necessarily with a stranger, especially someone else's child. What would you say to that person who's in that position right now?
I would say, please just come to an orientation. You're not committed by any means after you come to the orientation. Learn a bit more, learn all about our programs. You're going to love it. You're going to fall in love. You're going to find that it is positively impacting your life as well. And I think you should just try it. Just try it. Definitely come to an orientation and learn more. Even go to an interview. And after both of those, you're going to feel it. You're either in or you're out. But I think most people that have come to the orientation and the interview, they're in it and they've decided that it's a really good plan for them.
We know that community relations in the last few years with law enforcement now have been you know, have been more difficult than ever at times, but yet it's so important to strengthen those relationships. You guys also have a program, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Bigs with Badges. Could you talk a little bit about that program too?
Sure. So right here in Rochester, we're partnered with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. And in Geneva, New York, we're partnered with the Geneva Police Department, and in Yates County with the Yates County Sheriff's Office. So all of those programs, they're matching the law enforcement officers with the youth in the community. And generally, the officer is going right into the school and seeing their little right during their school day. And it's helping to bridge the gap between the communities that the officers serve in and the officers. You know, really, you know, I'm an officer, but hey, I like to play football, or I like to paint my nails and like to crack jokes too. I'm just like you, you know. And it really kind of just helps us to put the officers in a spotlight that's healthy, and, you know, allows them to be impacting a child too.
Awesome. And we got to talk about the gala, because that's coming up too in March, correct? Yeah. What is this gala? We're excited for it here. And how can we get involved with that as well?
Sure. It is our fourth annual Big Night Out, we call it. It is held on March 25th at Oak Hill Country Club. And all of the dollars we raise will stay local to serving the matches and allowing us to make more matches right here locally. And we're so excited to have 2003 winner, PGA winner, Sean McKeel coming to the event. There's some sponsorship activities that offer you some VIP time with Mr. McKeel. He'll be there the night of the event, and just come out and celebrate with us. Enjoy, you know, a fun evening of dinner, drinks, dancing, raffles, a good time. We'd love to have your support. Come join us for sure.
Fantastic. And again, that's March 25th, correct?
Correct. Yes.
March 25th. And you can learn more information at beabig.org.
Yes. Yep. All the sponsorship and ticket info is right there.
Fantastic. Beabig.org. Again, this is Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Greater Rochester. And Lisa, my final question to you, talking about somebody who may be interested in getting involved. I know there are different ways to get involved. You could become a big yourself and go through this mentorship program, or you could also donate as well if you feel like you may not have the time or the energy to become a big. Could you just discuss both of those ways and what is most needed right now for BBBS?
Right now, with those 200 youth that we have waiting, we're really seeking adult volunteers. So I would, again, just suggest you come to an orientation. They can be in person, they can be virtual through Zoom. Learn a little bit more about the program. If you find that really it is still not for you, you know, we're always looking to get workplaces involved. You could do a clothing drive. You could host a match, an activity for our matches. Come to one of our fundraisers. We have gala in March. Our golf tournament is in August. Bowling will be in October. There's plenty of ways to support, volunteer your time once, or, you know, sign on as a mentor.
Awesome. Again, beabig.org for more information. Lisa Mattoon, the Chief Executive Officer at the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Rochester. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Lisa.
Thank you so much.